Brothel is, of course, a modern English word that carries with it all kinds of nuances, and we rightly today have a lot of problems with the whole notion of prostitution, exploitation, sexploitation. But in the period we're talking about here, the first thing to consider is that almost all work is a kind of exploitation. In a pre-modern society, all over the place, and certainly in Japan, you weren't sort of able to freely sell your services as a business person or as a worker. You did the job that your father had done before you, or the job that you were compelled by circumstances to do. Many people were kind of breaking their backs, building or working in fields. The life of the courtesan or the sex worker or the prostitute was not regarded as in itself any worse than anyone else. The brothels form one area of amusement in the floating world. Of course, it's an amusement which is only available to men. Brothel district of Edo was located somewhat outside the city. It would be about an hour and a half or even 2 hours to get there. So a man would leave at nightfall and go by boat up the river or horse or walk to this location. It's called the Yoshiwara, literally means the happy field. By no means all men are going there. It would have been an expensive proposition. It would have been also a dangerous proposition for health reasons. It's not just the women that risk catching diseases, that the men might as well. And that's in a way where pictures of the floating world come in. They show the courtesan district, the Yoshiwara, the floating world, to people who in all likelihood had never actually gone. So they can fantasize. And in fact, it is the job of these pictures to fantasize. They hide all the matter of wasting your money, being completely hungover, possibly having coins stolen out of your wallet, finding that the woman wasn't half as attractive as you thought, finding that you didn't perform as well as you'd wanted to. All the things that can be a kind of a letdown of a real experience are scrupulously removed from what you see in floating world pictures. And above all, what you do not see in floating world pictures is anything to do with compulsion. Both sides are always shown thoroughly enjoying what's going on, and that is the point of the picture, to allow the man to feel the ultimate fantasy of the Edo male, the person you're having sex with actually wants to do it with you. And most of today, we hopefully never have sex with anyone that doesn't want to do it with us. But for an Edo period man, of course, marriage is arranged. It's the same for a woman. Marriage is arranged. And if you go out and purchase sex, then, of course, it's the person's doing because they're paid to. So to believe they really are doing because they want to, that is great. And that's what these pictures show.